Question 71, it's a brief question this evening, and the question is, what are the outward and ordinary means whereby the Holy Spirit communicates to us the benefits of redemption? Again, this follows on from, obviously, the previous questions regarding faith and repentance. What are both of those things? But then in this question we have a follow-on and then a preparation for the next question, which is, how is the word made effectual to salvation? So we have the contrast here with the inward, and the emphasis here is on the outward. What are the outward and ordinary means whereby the Holy Spirit communicates to us the benefits of redemption? The answer, the outward and ordinary means whereby the Holy Spirit communicates to us the benefits of Christ's redemption, are the word by which souls are begotten unto spiritual life, baptism, the Lord's Supper, prayer and meditation, by all of which believers are further edified in their most holy faith. And this is really where we get the idea of the means of grace. These are the outward and ordinary means, what God uses in the visible sense, that the benefits of redemption might be communicated to us. In other words, we do not believe in a mystical, magical type of faith. We reject all forms of religion that would put its emphasis on purely the feelings, the emotions. And we say that this is not biblical Christianity. Biblical Christianity is something that is clearly seen in the means of grace that God has given to us. So therefore, we have what we might call, as someone has once called, these signposts, or these symbols that God has given us to reflect what God has actually done in a spiritual way for the benefit of our souls. As someone has said, the sacrament is the outward sign of inward grace. So these are outward and ordinary means. In one sense, there's nothing miraculous. In one sense, there's nothing more than what we see. The word of God is words. Baptism, the Lord's Supper, prayer and meditation, these are ordinary things, and they are to be used in an ordinary way, of course, with the eye of faith on the extraordinary, which we will look at in the question next week. But we see here, first of all, that the outward and ordinary means whereby the Holy Spirit communicates to us the benefits of Christ's redemption are, first of all, the Word of God. Now, the reason why the Word is first is because, for obvious reasons, the Word is foundational. Everything else works out from the Word. And that's why, in any type of service that we have, the Word of God is to be central. So if we have baptism, or we have the Lord's Supper, or we have a time of prayer or meditation, the Word of God is to be the basis of all this. The Word of God is to be central. And that's why in the Reformation, very early on, the practice was formed to have the pulpit in the center, where Rome had the altar in the center. The Reformation changed that and brought the pulpit into the center. So to show that the Word of God is foundational, the Word of God is to be the central focus of our worship, and also of, as we see here in the answer, that which benefits us in the context of Christ's redemption. And we see there in our proof text, James 1 verse 18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. In other words, when God even brings spiritual life into our very souls, this is done with his word. It's not done apart from the word, it is done with the word. So therefore, the word of God is the means of grace in that sense. And this is also important, as we've said already, when it comes to the sacraments. baptism, the Lord's Supper especially, that we don't focus on them things in and of themselves, but as they reflect and as they display the truths of God's word. They're only beneficial in that sense. They are that which shows us what the word of God teaches us. They display to us what the word of God says by means of truth and by means of words. Now for the rest, we have our proof text in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Now, here's a point of application. If these are the outward and ordinary means whereby God communicates to us the benefits of Christ's redemption, we need to be like the believers in Acts chapter 2. We need to be committed to these things, because these are the means of grace. In other words, if I think that in my relationship with God that I can leave prayer, leave meditation upon the word, leave the sacraments, and not be committed to those things, and God still might bless me, I am deceiving myself. Because these are the means that God has given. This is the way that God has given to us so that we might be blessed. So we, like the early Christians, and you often find people saying, oh, we need to be like the early Christians. But the question is, are we? In this sense, are we dedicated and committed to these things? If these are the means whereby God communicates to us the benefits of Christ's redemption, are these things important to me? Do I meditate on the word? Do I pray? Do I attend to the sacraments? So what are the outward and ordinary means whereby the Holy Spirit communicates to us the benefits of redemption? The outward and ordinary means whereby the Holy Spirit communicates to us the benefits of Christ's redemption are the word by which souls are begotten unto spiritual life, baptism, the Lord's Supper, prayer, and meditation, by all of which believers are further edified in their most holy faith.